Houston, we have a tomato. After months of searching, astronauts on board the International Space Station have found a tomato that disappeared earlier this year under mysterious circumstances.
It all started when NASA astronaut Frank Rubio grew tomatoes in space as part of a botany study. The experiment was meant to figure out ways to grow fresh food for astronauts.
Well, in March, the tomatoes were ripe for the picking. And in a NASA video, you can see Rubio plucking tomatoes from a small plant on the space station.
It's what happened next that sparked international intrigue, something Rubio still got questions about after landing back on Earth in late September.
Yes, hello. I wanted to know about the tomatoes you tried to grow.
Back to the tomato.
Okay, now here's what we know from Rubio himself speaking here at a NASA press conference in October.
I harvested, I think, what was the first tomato in space, and I put it in a little bag. And then I was pretty confident that I Velcroed it where I was supposed to Velcro it. And then I came back and it was gone.
Had it simply floated away? Or could something more nefarious have happened?
Rubio says people jumped to the conclusion that he must have eaten the tomato, squandering important scientific data with that bite. So he spent somewhere between 8 and 20 hours searching for the lost fruit.
You know, I wanted to find it mostly so I could prove, like, I did not eat the tomato. So I never found it. A proud moment of harvesting the first tomato in space became a self-inflicted wound of, like, losing the first tomato in space.
Now, new evidence has come to light in this case. Here's astronaut Jasmine Mogbelli speaking live from the International Space Station last week.
We might have found something that someone had been looking for quite a while. Our good friend Frank Rubio, who headed home, has been blamed for quite a while for eating the tomato, but we can exonerate him. We found the tomatoes.
No word on where the tomato was found or what state it was in. Space-dried tomato, anyone? But astronaut Frank Rubio can now walk the Earth with a cleared name.